The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
And welcome back to our lovely and gracious Linda Abley.
I'm glad to be back.
Thank you for joining us again. Linda is Executive Director of the City of Scranton's Office of Economic and Community Development and the City of Scranton's Homebuyers Program. And last week, we talked about this program and the eligibility requirements. If you are one person and you have an income of $31,650, you would be eligible for this program, and or less. And then if you are a three-person household, you would make, as long as your income did not go over $40,700, you would be eligible. And it goes all the way up to eight people, but say a five-person household would be $48,850 would be the income limit. And the great thing about this program, it is a grant program. It matches down payment up to $7,000 or 10% of the purchase price of the home, whichever is less. And it helps pay closing costs, eligible closing costs, up to $5,000. That's the maximum on the closing cost. Did I get that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You did very well.
Thank you very much. So I was listening. And last week we talked about that application process and how you monitor it and your work with the lender on that. And also we talked about the eligibility requirements that this is a program that has to do with a property within the city limits in Scranton.
Correct.
Okay. And we do understand that there are other municipalities and places that do have programs like these in place.
Any city, state, or county within the United States that receives federal funding from HUD directly, probably they do have a first-time homebuyer program.
Yes, Lackawanna County does. We know that.
Lackawanna County. Them. Mm-hmm. Or you go to the Wilkes-Barre, City of Hazleton, Allentown, Bethlehem.
There's those programs all over.
Correct.
Right,
okay.
So it's not specific just to the city of Scranton.
No, it's right across the United States.
We're just talking about the program that you run.
Right. Correct. And they may vary in very different ways.
But it's all pretty much very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Right, okay. Because it's a federally funded program. Okay, so this week I thought we would talk about the inspection process and the closing and what we have to do as a realtor, as a buyer, as a seller during those times. So inspections, as you know, when you engage in a contract, a seller and a buyer, the contracts that the realtors provide the sellers and the buyers do talk about having an inspection. And if a buyer elects to have an inspection, they have to do so within a certain time frame. And that is independent of any kind of first-time home buyer program.
Correct.
But you do, the city of Scranton, not you personally, but your department does an inspection prior to closing. What are you looking for and what is the inspection process like?
Okay, we have a consultant that after we are sure the applicant is approved by the bank for a mortgage and we receive all the documentation from the bank to be sure they are still income eligible, that we look at the appraisal, that we don't see any red flags going up, we send our inspector out. In order to receive federal funds, the home has to be up to Section 8 housing quality standards.
And they are?
And we also do a visual lead hazard assessment on the property.
Okay.
And things we look at is chipping paint, if there's asbestos, railings, there has to be railings on the steps, if there's broken windows, leaky roofs, mandatory are smoke alarms on each floor, carbon monoxide detectors, the gas, the water, the electric, the furnace, they all have to be in working order. Now, The electric, if it's still...
fuses?
Knob and tube?
That's the old, right?
Yeah, that's the old wiring is the knob
Correct.
And tube.
That will pass.
How about fuses and the electrical?
Fuses. Okay. That will also pass.
Okay.
But the inspector will recommend, after you purchase the home, you can come through our housing rehab program. And we have to have the house rehabbed within a two-year period. We have to get to you within a year, and it has to be completed. So if the roof is leaking, we'd put a new roof on, new siding, upgrade the electrical, or anything that needs to be done in the house.
So you would close on a house that had a, you would allow a closing on a leaky roof as long as they went for the rehab program?
Depending on how big the leak
okay.
is. If there's a big hole in the roof, no.
We got to get rid of those pigeons.
Yeah. The inspector does a letter. You can. There's two options. If it's not too bad, we give them 30 days after closing to do the minor work. If it's major work, like I just had a house 2 months ago that we would not close on until they fixed all the items. And then you have to decide who's going to pay for it, the buyer or the seller.
Mm.
So as a realtor, when you go into a house, you should think about these things like, is this going to pass OECD's inspection? Because you don't want to go all the way through the process and this is never going to pass.
You don't want to go through the process for several reasons. Not only for, well, of course, you know, yourself, but the buyer and the seller. Because you're right. You've already negotiated the price. You've already come to terms in terms of a contract price and duration. And this would cause delays. This would cause a lot of, you know, many problems at the very end, which could have been totally avoided.
Yeah, we try to be lenient. We give them 30 days after closing to fix the minor. If they don't have, the minor ones would be railings, smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors. And then we send the inspector back out in 30 days to reinspect the house.
Okay, well, here's my next question. You've closed on it. The inspector goes back out in 30 days. The items aren't done. What happens then? Are they fine?
Good question.
Okay. So never
happens. Try to work with them.
Okay.
We try to work with them.
Okay. All right. Now, you talked about your rehab program that you have 2 years to do the rehabilitation of these major items that obviously couldn't be done in 30 days. So you're talking about additional funding?
Correct. We suggest a closing.
It's a grant? It's additional grant money?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yep. At closing, we recommend them contacting Neighborhood Housing Services, and their number is 570-558-2490, and they should ask for Ellen Holden, and they should ask for an application. And then they will send the application out. They'll be put on a waiting list, but we have to get to them within a year. And then, again, they will take their incomes. You still have to be...
You still have to meet all these income guidelines.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Now... Okay, they meet the income guidelines. You're out there within a year. Who establishes these prices on these?
On these repairs?
Yeah.
Competitive bidding.
So do you or does the buyer get contracting estimates?
We do. The new homeowner gives us 3 or 4 contractors.
Okay.
They all meet out at the house. They go through the house. Our inspector has a work write-up list of all items that have to be done. In 2 weeks, the contractors submit their bids. Whoever the lowest bidder is, we take.
Okay, and they all have
to be... So there's a general, electric, plumbing.
Okay, and these guys would all have to be licensed?
They all have to be licensed in the city of Scranton.
Okay.
If there is, we do lead-based paint testing. If there is lead in the home, there are very few lead contractors.
Mm.
Yes, this is a new field and everybody's...
Correct. And Neighborhood Housing just recently received a grant for lead abatement from Lawrence County. That really helps us because previously we ran out of lead money and we were using our home money to pay for the lead.
So what are they? They're not looking. You can't possibly remove all the lead-based paint in a house, what are they doing? Just looking to contain it, that there's no obvious...
It depends, yeah.
That there's nothing, no obvious hazards?
Like yeah, they check the whole house.
Okay.
So you're looking for chipping paint. When you're looking chipping for a paint. Visual, you're looking mm-hmm. for chipping paint.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, there has been, over the years, we've had to move the families out because the house was filled with lead or asbestos or, you know, move them out, relocate them, and move them back in.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of these old steam systems in the basement, I mean, they're all wrapped up in asbestos.
Mm-hmm. And especially if you have children under six. And because we are the city of Scranton, if the Department of Health find children in apartments or in homes that have lead poisoning, they have to contact us.
Wow.
Yeah, so the kids love to let the lead chips. They're sweet. The kids like to eat them, right? They say they taste sweet.
Correct.
That's what they say.
Yep.
And it's supposed to, lead ingested and consumed mm-hmm. is a cause for...
brain damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But getting back to the housing rehab, we have 2 years to complete. Okay. And then that's another lien on the property. Usually we max out at $25,000, if possible. And that'll be a 10-year depreciation.
Okay.
So along with the 5-year first-time homebuyer lien.
All right. So I'd have to stay in that property for 10 years after I get this grant. And
correct.
If I left in 5 years, I'd still owe you half back.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Linda, how does someone get in touch with OECD? In your office?
Our number is 570-348-4216, extension 110. Or they may log on to the City of Scranton website, scrantonpa.gov. You click on Departments, OECD, Applications, and then you'll find the first-time homebuyer application there in the housing rehab.
Wonderful.
Or they may contact Neighborhood Housing Services directly. If you don't go through the first-time homebuyer and you do want your house rehabbed, you contact Neighborhood Housing Services directly at 570-558-2490.
Great. Thank you. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Before we head to a break, we would like to go over a listing. We have a listing at 115 South Merrifield Avenue in Scranton. It's $125,000. Marissa Bevilacqua from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate is the listing agent. And this could possibly be a property that someone may be interested in if they want to go through the OECD program. They do not have to go through the first-time homebuyer program.
That's right, because you don't have to be a first-time homebuyer.
No, you don't have to be a first-time homebuyer.
You just can't own another home at this time.
There you go. This property has 7 rooms, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. It was built in and around 1930 approximately. The lot is 48 by 150, has vinyl siding, very, very spacious, and it's move-in condition. Wonderful neighborhood, new pergo floors, large third floor finished attic, and they have alarm system, a fenced yard with 2 new decks, and they have a hot tub and shed. Walking distance to Lackawanna Field and a partly finished lower level with a wood-burning stove and bar. So lots of living space in that house, probably about 2,230 square feet. Sounds like a great home for $125. It's time for a break, so we will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Looking for the one home that's right for you? It's one of the biggest decisions of your life. Don't leave it all to a website. Connect with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They'll work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that will give you the best value. Then they will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, the gold standard. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. They're the experts on real estate. Tune in on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello.
Hi. And Linda Abley, our special guest from the Office of Economic and Community Development in the City of Scranton. Linda is the Executive Director.
Correct.
Okay.
That's easy for you to say.
Executive Director.
Yes.
Okay. So before the break, we were talking about the inspection process and what property, the requirements the property has to have. They have to meet Section 8 requirements, correct?
HQS.
Okay. Mm-hmm. HQS, which are the Section 8 requirements.
Correct.
Okay. So before we go into the closing, I was thinking about asking, you know, a lot of times people, sellers, buyers, realtors don't understand the process, and sometimes they feel that the first-time home buyer program would add in an awful amount of time to a transaction. But really, I know that I've done a ton of these properties in the program with the City of Scranton, and I haven't seen any delays. You would pretty much agree with me, wouldn't you, Linda, that it stays on time?
Correct. You are correct. The biggest delays I see when someone comes in to fill out an application, we need third-party documentation. When they come in, we make copies of their income tax returns, pay stubs, anything they give us, we make copies of. Then we also give them third-party verifications. That means they have to go back to their banks, their employer, go to Social Security for extra documentation. If you are really determined to purchase a house, you will do this immediately. There are other applicants we never see again.
Right.
So it depends on how, I always tell them, they always ask me, how long does this take? It's as fast as you get the paperwork back here. If we get all the paperwork back, it takes maybe a day for our office to approve you.
Wow.
Just on income only. And the one thing this is, it's just us looking at your income, what you gave us. It is not a mortgage approval.
Right. And we often say that too. I think that it would be, this is the way I see it. A buyer looking for this type of program to find out if they're eligible and when they and apply and then make sure that they're eligible and would be approved, they should go to your office first, correct?
Correct. They should come to my office first. We give you an approval letter, and then we tell you to go to the home ownership classes, which will help them, as I stated before, look for a realtor, open your eyes, what you have to look for in purchasing a house. Because a lot of people don't know what they're getting themselves into.
And get pre-approved.
And yes.
With a financial institution.
Correct.
Right, which is completely separate from you guys. People, I could see them
getting confused, right. Yes, they do, oftentimes. And our sales contract should not only mention there's a mortgage contingency paragraph that says what type of loan the buyer is going to get, whether it's FHA, VA, conventional loan, and then it should also mention the OECD program.
Correct.
Okay.
And I do. We do indicate to the buyer, be sure to tell your realtor and the bank that you're going to, that you are coming through OECD.
That's right.
Right. We have to know this stuff up front, because afterwards, trying to do everything backwards really adds time to the process and screws everything up royally.
You are correct.
It really does. Okay. So now we've applied. We've been approved. We are through the inspection process. We're going to closing.
Correct.
Okay. Tell me about closing.
Okay. They get approved from a bank for a mortgage. OECD contacts the bank. We get all the paperwork from the bank. After we look at it, we send our inspector out. He inspects the house, say that goes fine. Then we find out who their lawyer or their abstract company is. We deal directly with them because they are the ones with the closing numbers. So back and forth, about a week before closing, we start getting closing costs. And there's certain closing costs that we cover. We do cover the majority of fees.
Okay. Instead of going over what you do cover, let's go over, it's probably a shorter list, what you do not cover. What is
a good rule of thumb is anything, tax escrows, homeowner's insurance. We will pay for 1 year flood insurance. So we pay for, like, the taxes from the day you close, your real estate taxes.
The property taxes.
The property taxes, we do not, we don't.
Transfer tax?
Transfer tax, we pay for that.
So you do not pay for property taxes, but you do pay for transfer tax. Mm-hmm. So a transfer tax would be an eligible closing cost.
Correct.
Under your program.
And that's a big...
Oh, yes. It's a 4% in the city of Scranton, mm-hmm. so it's 2% to the buyers, 2% of sales price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if it's a $90,000 home, 2% is $1,800, correct. Which is a good portion of $5,000, which is allowable, the maximum amount of the closing costs in this program.
Right. 3 years ago, when the program first started in 1993, the closing costs were $3,000.
I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I took over as the director of housing, I found that $3,000 just wasn't cutting it.
No.
Just wasn't. So I upped it to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at options of upping the $7,000 to the $10,000. I have to look at the financial portion to see if, you know,
it's doable. It's a good move.
Because the majority of homes today are approximately $100,000,
mm-hmm.
which would make the 10% of the down payment,
mm-hmm.
which would be the $10,000.
Right.
But back in the 1990s, the average house was probably $7,000, $70,000.
Right, and $70,000, $80,000, right. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right.
So that may be coming.
That makes sense. So please keep us posted if that is, you know, we like to stay on top of these changes. So we're at closing. How many days, what is the requirement? OECD has to be notified about, do you need 3 days, 5 days, 7 days? What's the rule?
We like 3 days.
Okay.
Because we have to get it, we have to draw down the funds through our IDIS system, through the federal government. So,
okay.
To get the funds.
So to be totally prepared, you'd like that 3 day?
Yes.
Okay.
The day of closing, the home buyer, they come into our office with their insurance, their homeowner's insurance, and we have to be named as a loss payee on the insurance policy. They sign all the paperwork with OECD first, our note, deed, mortgage, and then they go to the closing, and one of our housing director goes to the closing also and bring with the check to be sure all paperwork is in order at their end.
And you do verifications right up to closing on employment.
Correct, because at closing, they sign the loan application, and we get a copy of it.
So if somebody got a pay raise during the court between application and closing, and it knocks them outside of the income limits?
My antennas would go up.
And you wouldn't be, we wouldn't?
Well, we'd have to find out why, when they gave us the loan application in the beginning that said a smaller amount, why mm-hmm. is it higher now?
Okay. So you're checking on things right up to the day of closing.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, you have to do that. Very good. Now, I also understand this. There's this neighborhood stabilization program that is the stimulus. It's funded by the American Recovery Act, the stimulus money.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me about that program.
Okay.
You're very excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
About a year and a half ago, when all the foreclosures were going on, Congress created the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, and this was just for foreclosures, and it was an application process, and there was, I believe, 4 cities in Pennsylvania that had a high amount of foreclosures. I believe Philadelphia was one. Scranton was not, so we had to apply directly to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. And it was on a scoring system. And they wanted us to designate one portion of Scranton, and you'd score higher. Southside was just designated as an Elm Street project. And so that's where we designated our money to.
And it's 2.125?
Yes, we were fortunate enough to get $2.15 million.
Wow.
I sat down with our 3 great sub-grantees, United Neighborhood Centers, Neighborhood Housing, and Lackawanna Neighbors. And we decided not to step on each other's toes. So we picked what we did best. So Lackawanna Neighbors has always been great in, they buy a foreclosure, they rehab it, let abatement, and they sell it to a first-time homebuyer person. And I redesigned with the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, the income guidelines were a lot higher than under the home program. Where under the home program, we go 80% of the median income, where under the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, we could go up to 120% of the median income.
So if you're a one-person household, how much is the income?
$47,600. Three people, $61,200. And a family of four, $67,800.
So a lot more generous than the home program.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And these homes are fully...
renovated.
Renovated, top to bottom. Brand new house.
Okay.
And one's at 718 Cedar Avenue, 311 Prospect, 213 Stephen Avenue, 550 Hickory Street, and 518 South Webster. They're the ones Lackawanna Neighbors is working on right now.
Great. Wonderful.
And they will be for sale.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Linda.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you coming in again with us. We're going to be ending the show shortly, but before we do, we have a listing that we want to cover. And this is a barely lived in home, and it was built in 2002.
That's 1143 Pittston Avenue in Old Forge. It's listed for $249,000. It's a beautiful home. It's a brick-faced home. It's three bedrooms, two and a half baths. It's a very large piece of property. It's a 40 by 234 by 192 by 252. Those numbers, it's a really big piece of property. It's 1,600 square feet. It's a heritage home. It's on a large lot that says it could be subdivided. It's unfinished lower level, could possibly be used for an additional living space, bright foyer, entry, and beautiful tile floors in the kitchen and the bath. The kitchen opens up into the eating area with the family room, nice fireplace, concrete driveway, and it's the HVAC, the Hanbury HVAC system. And it's a beautiful home. I really liked it when I was down there. And that's 2499, that's 1143 Pittston Avenue in Old Forge.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip for this weekend, if you want to go out and see Santa, get a haircut and support a very worthy cause, please visit the 21st anniversary of the Santa Snippers. And the Women's Resource Center every year does this. I'm involved with the Women's Resource Center, and I believe it's a worthy cause. It will be December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's at the Empire Beauty School, Burney Plaza, Moosic. And as in the past, professional licensed cosmetologists will donate their time and talent to the center, and they provide haircuts at a cost of $12. The money's raised that's raised at this event will provide shelter and new lives for many battered women and children from our area. Again, a very worthy cause. I have tickets. If you want them, call me. I usually buy a book of tickets, and I give them to sometimes family. I've given them to some of our agents that are, doing some work but and putting out a lot of effort, but maybe not realizing, some results. So I always give it just to boost the morale. And it's, something that is definitely a very good day if you want to go out and get your hair cut, see Santa, and support the worthy cause. Support Santa Snippers on December 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney, and Linda Abley.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. And Pat and I are with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have any questions during the week, please feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
Or you can visit our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com.
Or you can visit us at 111 West Drinker Street, right?
That's at Dunmore Corners.
We're there 7 days a week. Come on down.
Thank you for joining us, and have an exceptional weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.